My name is Ketsia Aurelian, KETSIAAURELIAN. This is for Sharon J. Watson, SHARON, JWATSON. This dictation is for October 3rd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, cardiorenal syndrome, and the aging process. Period. The recent renal function test reveals a BUN of 19 from 15, creatinine of 1.0 from 0.9. and a GFR 53 from 61, period. Her GFR ranges between 50 to 60, period. She has evidence of high urea. However, this is attributed to incontinence. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Her urine protein to creatinine ratio is only 103 milligrams, period. She denies any urinary symptoms, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 175 over 76. Period. The patient is advised to decrease her sodium intake in the diet and to restrict her overall fluid intake. Period. She is refusing adjustment in her current antihypertensive regimen, and states her blood pressure reading at home ranges from 130s to 150s systolic and 60s to 70s diastolic, period. She is euvolemic and has lost 9 pounds since the last visit, period. Number, the next line, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.3 from 5.0. We recommend a diet low in potassium, period. Next line, anemia . The patient is status post colonoscopy in West Palm Beach with Dr. Ray. She states she had polyps removed and is advised by Dr. Ray to have another colonoscopy in 1 year, period. Her HNH is 10.5 and 32%. She is managing her anemia through diet. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is improving with a total cholesterol of 249. From 268, she is taking omega fish oil. Well, she was taking omega fish oil, but recently stopped. She refuses to take any statins, period. Next line, fatty liver. We recommend a low-fat, low-cholesterol diet, period. The next line, osteopenia. We recommend weight-bearing exercises. Next line, degenerative joint disease. Next line, coronary artery disease managed by her PCP. Next line, right carotid stenosis, that is both carotid endarterectomy done by Dr. St. Louis for greater than 90% occlusion, period. She has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Shimshak for follow-up. Next line, she is status post left heart cath on August 10, 2022 by Dr. Shimshak. Next line, rectocele. She follows at the Cora facility for physical therapy and Kegel exercises. Next line, we recommend that the patient follows up with Dr. Shimshak as soon as possible due to elevated blood pressure. Period. The patient states she had stopped taking all of her medications except for aspirin. We recommend that she monitors her blood pressure at least daily, and to schedule an appointment with Dr. Shimshak as soon as possible if her blood pressure reading is consistently above 160s at home. The next line, the patient is very reluctant to take any medication except for her vitamins. She states she will follow up with her nutrition specialist about her anemia. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and